Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Doug Osborne, Director of Health Promotion at Sitka Community Hospital. Welcome to Morning Edition, Doug.
Thanks. Good morning.
Well, you're here to talk about biking and walking safety, especially in these months when it's often dark throughout the day. And because Halloween is coming up, you have a new initiative, don't you?
Yes, it is right around the corner, and the hospital got a grant through the state of Alaska. Basically, you see what's coming into your emergency room, and then you make plans to prevent similar types of injuries. And so in the last year, we've had 12 people injured on our roads. We've had 9 cyclists. We've had another half a dozen motorists, and half of these were in times when the visibility was low. So there's a statewide campaign for a Be Safe, Be Seen, because it is a risk factor when you're out and it's dark out and cars can only stop for who they see, or they can only swerve for people they can see. So what our program is about is saying, yes, walking is great, cycling is great, it's great exercise, it's a great way to get around. Do it, but just do it with some safety. And in months like this, that means being seen. So that could mean lights, reflectors, and high visibility coats.
So what are the components of this new initiative you have going on? Where are people going to encounter Be Safe, Be Seen?
Well, hopefully a lot of places. So step one was we collected some baseline data, and in the month of October, actually from the 23rd of September through the 15th of October, we did our observation surveys, and 64 cyclist pedestrians observed in low light conditions. Of that, 61 could not be seen, and 3 could. So we have a way to get some measurements baseline pre-intervention. So we're at 0.046% of our cyclists and pedestrians are visible, and it was from about half a football field. So
that's room. Pretty concerning.
Yeah, it's pretty low. So the norm is to be in dark clothes when it is dark outside. And I'm hoping to see that come up a little bit. We're trying to get to 20% by the end of November. So step one was to get some baseline data. And then step two was we bought coats. We had a grant from Wells Fargo. And so we bought coats, and they're displayed in many places all over town. People can come and register. And on the 29th and 30th, before Halloween, we're going to raffle off a bunch of coats. So that's an exciting part. Why the coats? The coats I like for a couple reasons. One is it's not like just some little blinky or some little thing you hope a car light hits. It's your whole upper body's covered. It's 360 degrees of protection. And you're going to wear a coat anyways, so why not have one that's rainproof and windproof, but also is visible.
So describe the coat.
It's a very nice coat. It's one I've been wearing for a couple of years, and Murray Pacific gave us a very nice discount, so we did a group buy. And it's a raincoat. It's a coat that's going to give you some protection from the elements, but the neat thing about it has that traffic yellow color, and that particular color is the one that's seen from the furthest. So it's the coats you can see from about half a mile away.
So you started off observing Sitka bikers and cyclists. Is this a new thing? Collecting data, real live data?
I think that with most injury prevention programs and with most health promotion, you'll try to get some pre-surveyed so that you can kind of measure your success and also help to set goals. But statewide, this Be Safe, Be Seen, not just in Alaska, but anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere, Be Safe, Be Seen has been going on for years and years and years because it's such a big risk factor. The CDC says that almost 80,000 pedestrians are injured to the point of going to the ER every year. 5,000 are killed, but half of that 5,000 is between 6 p.m. and midnight. Why 6 p.m. and midnight? Low visibility. Even though there's fewer people walking because it's night, that is such a risk factor that they're doing Be Safe, Be Seen all over the place.
Were you surprised by the numbers that came out of Sitka Community Hospital's observation?
I thought it would be a little bit higher.
So we have more people wearing something reflective or being able to be seen.
Yeah, 3 out of 64 was lower than I expected. But I'm hoping to see that number rise, and I think that the coats that have gone out, and there's lots of ways to do it. The coats is one, but lights certainly, there's a study in the Netherlands that said bicyclists that had a front white light had a 30% reduced chance of getting in a crash. So lights are important, especially for cyclists and for pedestrians. Dogs, you can have your dog lit up. So that's one of our target groups is people that are walking the dogs at night. So there's lots of ways to do it, but the key is to be visible. I think it's a courtesy to motorists too, because I've heard a lot of stories about people saying it's very frustrating where they're driving and they can't see them until they're right on top of them. And so it's a nice thing in terms of a courtesy, and it just brightens the town.
So this week you have a coat raffle happening, and where are the locations?
Yeah, our host sites are going to do it, and they've been great. They've made some wonderful displays. The Hames Center was the first, and they have actually a coat raffle for everybody who's worked out, and then one for people that walked and biked. The library has one, and we have a library event. We'll do it there. The Youth Advocates of Sitka Family Resource Center has a coat. White Elephant Thrift Shop, they'll do theirs on Saturday. Keet Gushaheen, Palatchi Middle School, the Coast Guard, the Senior Center, Sitka Chatters, and the Hospital Facebook, and then KFW. So those are some of the sites that'll be raffling off coats the end of the week. There's still lots of chances to go write your name on a raffle ticket, drop it in, or participate online or over the airwaves.
So at the library, that's on Thursday, 6:30 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
So give some tips to folks who are out and about on how they can be safe, especially in low visibility.
Well, for pedestrians, it does help to use crosswalks and just be strategic about where you're walking. If you have a sidewalk, that's a great place. That's the best place. If there was a road that didn't have a sidewalk, that's where they say walk on the left side. So when you're riding a bike, you're riding on the right, but for pedestrians, you're on the left. But being on a sidewalk is good. Using crosswalks is good. Being visible is good. Another big risk factor is intoxication, of course. So being sober helps with any type of transportation issue. And in terms of the visibility, I really think the coat, the reason why I thought that was a good strategy again is it just gives such coverage and coverage from the side. When we looked at some of these things coming into the ER, that was something that really jumped out, is that it's good to have, like, if you had a vest and you have some front coverage and some back, that's good, but sometimes crashes happen from the side, so I think side visibility is good. So there's things you can do, and at the library event at 6:30 on Thursday, we'll have some examples of different things. We have these bands that I got that light up that you can just slap on. They're really easy. There's iron-on things. You can iron onto your existing jacket. We'll raffle off several coats. We have stickers. We have things for helmets. So there's lots of different options, and the key is to find something that works for you. But I think for cyclists and for pedestrians, the key is just to be bright at night, to be seen.
So there are the statistics at the ER about how many folks came in with injuries related to walking or biking. Mm-hmm. And then there's been a lot of chatter around town, especially about that crosswalk by McDonald's.
Yes.
And there are those new flags there that you can carry across to help increase visibility. When did your department start talking about the need for this kind of campaign?
Well, I just came on in January and took over the injury prevention, and there was a crash right in that area. And I think from that Peterson from the McDonald's to that light is one of the areas to be most vigilant about safety. It just has the highest potential, I think, for some sort of a crash. So some of the things you can do there, of course, is if you're a cyclist, to ride in the same direction of traffic. And if you're a pedestrian to cross at the crosswalk, use the flags. That always helps. And just being visible. Being visible is kind of a protective factor regardless of what you're, where you are, but especially in a place like that. That is a road that state. The state has HPR in Sawmill Creek, and so they'll do sort of the engineering. But if you had ideas, at the last police and fire, John Stein actually had an idea for something in that area, a signage. You can always connect with the state of Alaska DOT, and also police and fire could be a resource. But they're doing kind of the engineering, and what we're doing at the hospital is trying to look at these injuries that they get called accidents, but when you really examine them, they're quite predictable and preventable. And what I mean by that is imagine somebody walking, and they're in a dark clothes, and it's a dark outside, and you just add on all these risk factors, and then sure enough, something happens. So what we're trying to do is just to reduce the risk factors.
It seems an important aspect of a safety campaign that you sort of redefine accidents. And I think we have a tendency to use them frequently and sort of, you know, excuse ourselves from any responsibility and the matter.
Yeah, when you start with injury prevention training, the first thing is they say, we don't use the word accidents. We use the word crashes, wrecks, drowning, because injuries are predictable and preventable. Accidents are, there's a randomness. But I saw somebody the other day, and they were riding the wrong way, had a hoodie on, all black, like every risk factor you could think of, riding the wrong way, one hand off the wheel, everything you could do to increase your chance for crash, they were doing that. Now, if they had a crash, that would get called an accident. But when you look at it and you examine it, it's just a person who's adding risk after risk after risk after risk. And then sure enough, you add enough of those up enough of the time, and then there'll be a very predictable outcome, which is a crash or injury.
So this isn't victim blaming, but it is saying, you know, there are factors we can control.
Yeah, there's things we can control.
Okay. So we're out of time. Really quickly again, where can people get a hold of these jackets? Where are the raffles happening?
You can turn in your raffle tickets at the Hame Center, the Library, Youth Advocates, the White Elephant Shop, Keat, Blatchley, the Senior Center, the Coast Guard, Sick of Chatters, KFW, and the Hospital Facebook, as well as the hospital itself. Big raffles Thursday and Friday, and then the event will be Thursday. It's only a half hour. It's going to be mildly interesting and moderately entertaining, or your money back. It's also free. At the library, 6:30 to 7, you'll see a little presentation on safe streets in Sitka, something that if you are in the streets, this affects you. So hope you can make it Thursday, 6:30 at the library.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us, Doug.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Doug Osborne, Director of Health Promotion at Sitka Community Hospital.